Live from WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Hurricane season officially begins June 1st, but meteorologists are already keeping an eye on the Gulf, where a low pressure is drifting north toward the Panhandle. WGCU's Sarah Jane Sullivan explains why homeowners should not be too concerned about their trees this coming hurricane season.
Hurricane season is just 2 weeks away, and many Florida homeowners are fearful of their own yards after trees caused so much property damage during Hurricane Irma last year. Arborist Ian Orlikoff is trying to alleviate some of those fears. He says that it's all about knowing which trees are healthy and which ones aren't.
And when those root zones are exposed to air, they'll typically start to decay, and then their stability will weaken somewhat. Trees do have the ability to respond and re-strengthen over time and grow some more roots to compensate for that. However, there is that short-term issue that you have to pay attention to. If you notice the tree continuing to lean, that's definitely something that you need to have assessed.
But before people take an axe to all their trees, Orlikoff wants to remind people that trees offer more help than harm, especially during storm season.
The amount of protection that trees provide us as a wind buffer greatly outweighs the damage that they could cause to a structure. So removing all these trees in communities for the fear of hurricane damage is kind of opening their structures up to straight-line winds.
Winds that could permanently damage structures.
You know, I'd rather have a hole poked in my roof rather than the roof ripped off.
Sarah Jane Sullivan, WGCU News.